Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam. Naram chaiva narottamam. Devim Saraswatim vyasam. Tato yayan udhirayet. Nastaprayeso vadresu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Good morning. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, Chapter 20, Conversation between Maitreya and Vidura, Text 17. Sonu visto Bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Lokasamstam yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Sonu visto Bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samstam yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Sonu visto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samsta yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Nirmame samstaya swaya Sonu visto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samstam yata purvam samstaya swaya Javata Yasete salilasaye Loka samstam yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Sonu visto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samstam yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Swanu visto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samstam yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Vaishnavis Sonu visto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samsta yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Svanuvisto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samsta yata purvam Nirmame samstaya swaya Svanuvisto bhagavata Yasete salilasaye Loka samsta yata purvam mame samstaya saya saha Lord Brahma anuvistaha was entered Bhagavata by the Lord yaha who sete sleeps salila asaye on the Garbhodaka ocean loka samstam the universe yata purvam as previously nirmame created samstaya by intelligence swaya his own translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is lying on the Garbhodaka ocean, entered the heart of Brahma, Brahma brought His intelligence to bear. And with the intelligence invoked, He began to create the universe as it was before. Purport. At a certain time, the Personality of Godhead, Karanodaka Shai Vishnu, lies in the Karana ocean and produces many thousands of universes from His breathing. Then He enters again into each and every universe as Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu and fills up half of each universe with His own perspiration. The other half of the universe remains vacant, and that vacant region is called outer space. Then the lotus flower sprouts from His abdomen and produces the first living creatures, Brahma. Then again, as Kshirodaka Shai Vishnu, the Lord enters into the heart of every living entity, including Brahma. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. The Lord says, I am seated in everyone's heart, and by me are remembrance and forgetfulness made possible. Sarvasya chaham hridisam nivisto matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha. As the witness of the activities of the individual entities, the Lord gives each one remembrance and intelligence to act according to His desire. At the time He was annihilated in His last birth in the last millennium, this intelligence is invoked according to one's own capacity or by the law of karma. Brahma was the first living entity, and He was empowered by the Supreme Lord to act in charge of the mode of passion. Therefore, He was given the required intelligence, which is so powerful and extensive that He is almost independent of the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as a highly posted manager is almost as independent as the owner of a firm, Brahma is described here as independent because as the Lord's representative to control the universe, He is almost as powerful and independent as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord, as the Super Soul within Brahma, gave Him the intelligence to create the creative power. Therefore, of every living entity is not His own. It is by the grace of the Lord that one can create. There are many scientists and great workers in the material world who have wonderful creative force, but they act and create only according to the direction of the Supreme Lord. A scientist may create many wonderful inventions by the direction of the Lord, but it is not possible for him to overcome the stringent laws of material nature by his intelligence. And it is possible to acquire such intelligence from the Lord. But the Lord's supremacy will then be hampered. It is stated in this verse that Brahma created the universe as it was before. This means that He created everything by the same name and form as it was as in the previous cosmic manifestation. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanan Gyana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militan Gyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitan Gyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapanam Tikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavando Yagatpate Gopesha Gopeka Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneswari Prishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Vachakalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I feel very like insignificant fish in front of many Timingila fishes, wonderful Vaishnavas that are being serving Srimad Bhagavatam for many, many years, even before I was born in this body. So if I commit any mistake or any offense, please kindly forgive me. And if I say something that is worthy of hearing, it definitely doesn't come from me. It comes from our glorious Sampradaya and the Katha spoken by many, many great Vaishnavas in our line. This Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be, in the words of Suta Goswami, the sun that has appeared in Kali Yuga to dispel the darkness created by this age. Krishna Swadamo Pagate Dam. Jnana divisaha kalau nastad drishan esha puranarka dunodita. So we live in entities in this Kali Yuga. We are covered over by a dense darkness, and this Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared to deliver us. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we are now present here to hear from Sukadeva Goswami what he has to say regarding Srimad Bhagavatam. And I consider myself to be that cloud who covered the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. I do not have any qualification. In fact, I always try to avoid speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam because when I came to the Association of Devotees, I didn't have a physical association, so to speak, for around a couple years. I only have Bhagavatam with me. And I read the entire Bhagavatam before meeting, a devotee. So I definitely consider Bhagavatam my savior, my friend, and my deliverer. In fact, there is this beautiful prayer on glorification of Bhagavatam by Sanatana Goswami when he says, Madhe kabando mat sangi mat guru mat mahadana. He said, oh, my dear Srimad Bhagavatam, you are my only friend, Ekavando. I'm Matsangi, you're my only companion. And Madekavando, Matsangi, Madguru, Matmahadana, you're my only spiritual master. And also, you are my great wealth. Matnistaraga, Matbhagya, you are the deliverer, or my deliverer. And also, you are my greatest fortune. And man ananta namostute, you are my supreme bliss. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances unto you. And in another of those prayers of glorifications, he says that sarva sastradi piyusa sarva vedaika sadfala sarva siddhanta ratnadya sarva lokaika drikprada sarva bhagavata prana srimad bhagavata prabhu Kali Dwanto Ditya Ditya Shri Krishna Parivartitam. There's a beautiful prayer when he said that, oh Srimad Bhagavatam, nectar churn of all the Vedic literature, you are that fruit of all the Vedanta scriptures. And Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, this Srimad Bhagavatam is decorated with all the jewels of all philosophical conclusions regarding the Absolute Truth. And sarvalokaika drikprada, it gives drik, it gives spiritual vision, grants spiritual vision to all the people of the world. And therefore, it is the life air of all the Vaishnavas. Sarva bhagavatav prana, oh Srimad Bhagavatav Prabhu, Kali Dvanto Ditya Ditya, you have appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to dispel the darkness created by the proper age. And therefore, I consider you to be Krishna himself. So these are some of glorifications of Bhagavatam. His Holiness Gaura Govinda Maharaj used to say that before reciting Bhagavatam or hearing or reading Bhagavatam, we should glorify as far as our capacity allows us to do it. And sometimes I see many devotees, sometimes including myself, we don't pay the proper respect to the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But here in the text that we are reading today, it's Maitreya who's talking, who says that the Supreme Lord entered the heart of Brahma and brought his intelligence to bear. And with that intelligence invoked, he began to create the universe as it was before. So this is in the beginning of Bhagavatam, it is said, Tene Brahma Hrida Adi Kavaye, that the Lord entered the heart of Brahma and he gives knowledge. And what knowledge is that? It's Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the Lord is the Adi Guru. So when we meet our spiritual master or bona fide guru, he will speak only from Srimad Bhagavatam, will speak Shastra. Because it's the essence of all the Vedas. Sarva Vedam Tasaram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ikshate Tadrasam Rita Triptyasyana Nyantra Shyaratikvashi. The Bhagavatam is indeed considered, this verse spoken by Suta Goswami, the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 12th canto, chapter 13. He said that the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the essence of all the Vedas. And one who has developed attachment or rati or taste for hearing or reading these narrations or speaking, he will never be attracted to any other shastra. So when we meet our spiritual master and we approach bona fide spiritual master, and those who met Srila Prabhupada, they can confirm this, that he only spoke on Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Lord, being the Adi Guru, the original Guru, he only speaks from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, therefore, the knowledge that is given to Brahma here is nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should be very aware of that when any time we are approaching the book or coming to a class or even distributing the books, because all the Prabhupada's books are expansions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the Mahapurana. We have the Puranas, and we have something called Mahapurana. The Puranas are like 18, as we know. And the Mahapurana is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And something to qualify as a Mahapurana has to speak of 10 subject matters. Atra sarga visarga sha stanam po shanamuttaya manvantara ishanukata nirodho muktirashrayaha. These are the 10 topics of something to qualify as Mahapurana. In this case, Srimad Bhagavatam is the only scripture that speaks about these 10 topics. Atra sarga, sarga means creation. That creation of the Lord, when he lies, like in the purport Prabhupada explained, he lies in the Karana ocean, and all the principal tattvas of material world are created, or they come from his body. He lies in the Karana ocean. What is that verse in the Brahma Samhita? Yatkaranarna vayate vayate smayogam nidranganam ta jagadam dasaroma kupam adara shaktim avalambya param swamurti govindamadi purusham tamaham bayami jasya nisasita kalam atavalambya jivantiloma vilaya jagadam danata vishnur mahan saihayasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bayami. So this explains in two verses Brahma himself, how the Lord lies on the Karana ocean and he's in his slumber, mystic slumber, in his yoga nidra, and he creates from the pore of his heart so many unlimited universes are created, and from his breathing process so many Brahmas, they're just coming and going, and many other mundane lords. So this is called Swarga, how material energy is also displayed and, you know, transformed into many other principles like the Pancha Mahabhutas, the Tan Matras, etc., etc., etc. So this is called Atra, Sarga. Atra Sarga, Visarga means secondary creation. Somewhere Lord Brahma is created and he creates the Prajapatis and Marishi and seven sages and demigods and his subsequent creation. Trasarga, Visarga, Shastanam. Stanam means situation or planetary situation, or the situation of the living entities according to the different levels of consciousness in the universe. We have in the fifth canto very deep explanations on this topic. Then stanam poshanam means nourishment or protection. How the Lord protects His devotees throughout the entire Bhagavatam. There are many many pastimes of how the Lord protects. He's always very protective to His devotees. You know, especially the one of the most significant is the Ayamila pastime. How He became a great rock, rascal. And at the end, He was saved by the Lord because of His previous activities in devotional service. Poshan, and then comes Uttaya. Utti means innate nature. We have in the universe two kinds of nature. So there is the demons and there are the godly people or demigods. So we have that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the seventh canto, in the characters of Prahlad Maharaj, who was a first class devotee of the Lord Mahayan, Mahabhagavat, and Hiranyakashipu, first class demon. So this is called Uttaya, the two inner nature. Then comes Manvantara. Manvantara explains about the different Manvantaras and the Manus and all these different things. Then Ishanukata. Ishanukata means the Kata of the Lord. Isha, the controller, and Kata, His pastimes. And also the pastimes of His devotees. Because as Srila Prabhupada many times says, the Lord is never alone. He is always with His devotees and His entourage. Then the next stop is Nirodha. Nirodha means it has different meanings. But one of the most prominent is the uprooting of the sinful tendencies in the mind of the conditioned soul, in the consciousness. Indeed, in the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, the definition of yoga is there. Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha. That situation of yoga takes place when the mind is free from all the fluctuations and proclivities. So this is called Nirodha. And we see that especially in the 10th canto, how when Krishna kills different demons that represent different anarthas that we have in our hearts, like Putana representing the false guru and so on and so forth. There comes Mukti, the topic of liberation. It's very nice, elucidated in the 11th canto in the Uddhava Gita, where it is said that by studying the Uddhava Gita, one can attain mukti or liberation from the material world. And then the last topic and the most important is called Ashraya. Ashraya means the shelter. And who is the shelter? Krishna is the shelter. And how to take shelter of the Lord? Thus, Jiva Goswami explains in the Sandarvas, that I think it's in the Bhakti Sandarva. Or Priti Sandarva, one of the two. He explains that these nine topics, the previous nine topics, are meant to teach us how to take shelter of the Lord. So this process of Ashraya, or the topic of Ashraya, is the most important topic in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's all over the scripture, from the very beginning until the last very verse, when the Lord says, when Suta Goswami says, Nama Samkirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Samana Stam Namami Harim Param. He's saying that we should take shelter in the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, because that destroys Sarva Papa Pranashanam, destroys all the sinful reactions that we have performed, the activities we have performed. And the process of offering obeisances or surrendering to the Lord, pranamo dukkha samana stam namami harim praya, destroy all the affliction and the unhappiness that the living entity goes through in this material world. So this hints that we should take shelter of the Lord. And sometimes that, especially when we are neophytes like myself, that concept of taking shelter or surrendering to the Lord may sound a little bit abstracted, because we don't know the Lord physically. We cannot see Him face to face. So that can represent some kind of problem. But superior living entities, great liberated soul, they have shown us that by hearing and chanting the holy name, that is also, by taking to the process seriously, the process of chanting the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can take shelter of the Lord. Because especially this Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from the Lord. And a person who is constantly engaged in the process of hearing, he is to be considered sheltered by the Lord. One of the names of the Lord is Narayana, which means, Ayana means the shelter, and Nara means mankind. So He is the shelter of mankind at large. So by hearing the pastimes of Lord Narayana, one is already sheltered, and he doesn't have to do anything else. Stan estita shruti gatam tanuvak manovi. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say this, to quote this verse from the 10th canto to Ramananda Roy, saying, no, you don't have to do anything else. Just stay where you are, my dear, and just hear the pastimes of the Lord again and again. In the, what is it called? In the Bhagavad Mahatma, Mahatmya, in the Padma Purana, same question was asked by the Kumaras to Narad Muni. How long we should go and serve this Srimad Bhagavatam, or this Katha of the Lord? And Narada looked at them and said, how long? Are you kidding me? No, he says, sada sevya, Srimad Bhagavati Katha. That sada sevya twice. Say, always we should go and serve Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasya shravana matrena harishitam samasrayet. Because we're supposed to take shelter of the Lord. You know, that's the advice. Well, you take shelter of the Lord, approach a bona fide spiritual master, he will show you how to be properly surrendered. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma, give up all these things and just surrender to me. So we're supposed to take shelter of the Lord. But here Narad Muni say, Harishitam Samasrayet, for one who's always engaged in this process of hearing, the Lord takes shelter in the heart of such a person. So the Lord comes like to see what is going on inside the heart of the listener, and then he enters, and then yadgatwa nani vartante. Now he cannot get out because he got locked in the heart of the listener. So this is how Acharyas has taught us to surrender and to take shelter of the Lord. Suta Goswami also says, in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, in the second chapter of the first canto, in that very important chapter called Divinity and Divine Service, he said, Tasmat ekena manasa Bhagavat sattvatam pati shrotavya krititavya shat dyeyas puya shanityada. He said, therefore, my dear sages of Naimisaranya, with one pointed attention, you should do three things or four things. You should first hear Shrotavya, and then Kirtitavyas, after proper hearing, we should preach and we should glorify the Lord. Shrotavya, Kirtitavyas, Dyeyas, then one can meditate properly on the Lord, and Puyas, Chanityada, and then one can worship the Lord in a proper way. So this is how the Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada exemplifies it very well, has taught us how to take proper shelter of the Lord and how to develop intelligence to create things in the material world, especially for the service of the Lord. Because we don't want to create anything for our own satisfaction. We want to create and develop things for the sake of devotional service. And therefore, we should associate with those who have developed taste for the Srimad Bhagavatam, or for the process of hearing and chanting the Katha of the Lord. There is this beautiful verse also in that chapter, Divinity and Divine Service. Shushusho Shraddhadanasya. What is that? Yes. Vasudeva Katha Rushi Syam Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirthani Shevanat. That you should approach those devotees who are free from vice, and they are attracted to the service of the Lord. And with faith, hear from them. And by doing so, one developed that attraction to hearing the Katha of the Lord. And I remember once when I was a very new devotee in Detroit. Those who have been in Detroit know how cold it is. So I used to, there are some Prabhupada disciples living there. And they're very old and their bodies are very sick. So I have to bring them prasadam every day. And one of these devotees, two of these devotees in particular, the only thing they did, or they're still doing it, is only hearing. All the time, 24 hours, they only hear Prabhupada's lecture one after another, and reading sastra. You can hear at night how they are like reciting verses or crying to Lord Nityananda, praying, very advanced devotees. So I used to bring them prasadam every morning and at noon, lunchtime. And then one day I couldn't sleep the previous night because I was doing so many services and I came back to the temple late from Harinam, and I couldn't fall asleep. So I got up early, you know, do all my services and stuff. And I was very busy in those days. I think it was in the beginning of COVID or something like that. And anyhow, it was snowing like anything. It was cold, and I have to walk like several blocks to bring the prasadam. And my mind, being an offender and a neophyte, was complaining, "Why am I doing this? You know, I should be inside the house, like, you know, taking shelter of, you know, the heater and stuff. But then I'm here." And all of a sudden, this verse, you know, crops up, you know, that by serving those devotees who are free from vice, you've developed attachment for hearing the Gatha of the Lord. And I was in previous days, I was like inquiring, how can I be attached to this process of hearing or reading Prabhupada's books? Because I have no taste, definitely, I don't have it. How can I, you know, be attached to this? And then Krishna Paramatma gave me the answer that day, okay, just continue, just going through the snow and enduring all these sufferings and austerities to serve those who are free from vice. So this is the process. There are so many things to be said about the process of hearing Bhagavatam, but we don't have time. Even Ananta Shesh has been speaking Bhagavatam for unlimited amount of years, and he still goes on, you know, with the four Kumaras. So I will end the class right here. If any Vaishnava has a comment or want to ask something. Yes, Prabhu, please. My Chita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Wonderful class. It's a little correction, so I want to see if anybody has a question first, because I don't want to... If anybody has a question, please go first. But there's an important correction that needs to be made. So,
yeah,
any
please.
Questions?
I need those.
All right, so... Yes, you're like an ocean of shlokas, wonderfully recited. Thank
you
so much.
Oh, you asked me to quote shlokas.
Before the class, I reminded him of Sura's formula. Shlokas, quotes, and jokes. So he took it seriously. But yeah, thank you for all the wonderful shlokas that you quoted. But there's one little error.
Yeah.
That verse that you quoted from Lord Brahma, it's actually not quoted by Lord Chaitanya. It's quoted to Lord Chaitanya by Ramananda Roy.
Okay, yes.
And Ramananda Roy is quoting Brahma's verse.
Thank you so much.
Gyane prayasam udapasyanam
jivanti sambukaritam bhavadi yavartam
stane
stita shuti gatam tanuvakmanovi ye prayaso jita jito piyasitam
striloki. To capture the Lord, one has to stay in the position. You don't have to change from Brahmana to Vaishya or whatever. Stay in your position and just hear from those who are qualified, not just from anybody, which is very important, because in some communities, you know, not to point to anybody in particular, they like to hear from anybody. Oh, he's such a wonderful speaker. So I always ask them, when somebody wants to tell you something from Shastra, ask them, who is their guru? Mm-hmm. And if they don't have a guru, then don't hear from them. And even if they have a guru, ask them, who is their guru's guru? And if they can't show the connection to Lord Chaitanya, to Krishna, then don't hear from them. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Hare Bala. Prabhu has a question. Or a comment, I don't know.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Fantastic class. I was hoping, I didn't make that connection before until you mentioned it, that in the Yoga Sutras, Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodha, and then the 10 topics of Bhagavatam, we have Nirodho. So I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on, like you said, the Mahapuranas cover those 10 topics, but what do we understand about Patanjali and what he covered? We know he also spoke about, actually, Ishvara Panidhanadva, that one, to be successful in yoga, one has to actually be submissive to the Lord as well. Mm-hmm. So one maybe could also say Ashraya is there in the Yoga Sutras as well. But I didn't want to speculate too much on it. I thought you might have a more authoritative understanding of Patanjali and the Yoga Sutras and how that is within the same realm of topics that Srimad Bhagavatam is?
Well, first of all, I'm not very expert in Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, but as one of the great sages and propounder of the yoga philosophy, which is one of the six philosophies of Vedic, orthodox philosophies in the Vedic tradition. So he has some understanding of the supreme Lord as being the Shakti, just like Shankara, although he was a Mayavadi, and he propounds a Mayavadi philosopher. He, at the end, he said that we should worship Govinda. And he said that Narayana Parav Yakta, often quoted by Srila Prabhupada, that Narayana is beyond this material cosmic manifestation. So regarding Patanjali, he may have some understanding, but there is a beautiful verse, and I have this verse somewhere in my stock of verses. I think so. It's spoken by Yamaraj, which is one of the Mahayans. We have to note that that Patanjali is not a Mahayan. He is a great sage, but he is not considered to be an authority. And then in this verse, it's somewhere in the sixth chapter, it's in the Pasamo Yamil. I don't think I have it, but as far as I remember, let's see. Yamaraj says that Patanjali and Jaimini and all these propounders of the six philosophers, they are all bewildered by the illusory energy. So they don't have real knowledge because they are very busy collecting items to make like fruitive activities or pursuing the path of yoga or Jnana Kanda or Karma Kanda. And they are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. That's the translation that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Therefore, you know, they are considered to be under the influence of Maya. So they may have some knowledge of that, the ultimate shelter, or the ultimate goal of life is to take shelter of the Lord or to surrender to the Lord and perform devotional service. But somehow they continue speaking so many other things because of the influence of Maya. So that is a statement of Yamaraj, who is one of our 12 Mahayans. So besides that, you know, I don't have any other anything to say, any other realization. I hope that help you to understand. Okay, if there is anything else, horrible. Okay, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.